Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again. Today we continue our series, and it's probably the last one, on heaven. I didn't know how many weeks I was going to go with this. It's been such a wonderful experience and a wonderful teaching along the way. I hope that you have learned something about heaven, heaven being within you, but also what happens when we die. And today, we're going to look at, well, what do angels do? Once we've gone through life, once we've gone through the process of dying, once we've woken up into heaven, what do we do? What do we do? So as I was researching this topic, I realized that the first thing I need to talk about is, well, what is an angel? I'm talking from my perspective, and it may not be the perspective that you currently understand. So what is an angel? Some believe angels to be a special creation by the Lord, something, a set of beings that is unlike anything else in the Lord's creation. In the new church, when we talk about angels, we're talking about you and me. That one day when we die, if we have done what is good and loved other people, we will be angels. Angels are those that are able to receive the Lord's love. Angels are those who are able to give then of that love that the Lord has given outward to other people. And in essence, heaven exists within us. And if it exists within us, there is a piece of heaven, and we are an angel in that respect. So angels are those people who have passed on before us and who have been raised up into heaven by the Lord and who are now in heaven. So what do they do? What do they do? There are different ideas out there of what angels could do. Whether when we look at stories, when we look at pictures of old, when we talk with friends, there are a host of different ideas. Some people picture angels as sitting on the clouds, playing or listening to music. Some people think about angels as sitting by the pool, eating fruit and relaxing. Others in a banquet, eating and drinking and enjoying life. Some think of angels as, or the life of angels as being in a church environment and singing and praising the Lord all day. Some have images of beautiful garden paradises, of walking through the gardens and being able to pick the fruit and smell the flowers. Now these are all great ideas for a holiday. Those are the kind of things we would love to do on holiday, wouldn't we? We'd love to just sit by the pool and soak up the sun or take a walk and just eat and smell and enjoy the beauty of things. Or we enjoy singing and praising the Lord. But as I'm sure you've experienced, there's only so much that you can take of just sitting by the poolside. After a couple of days, you're thinking to yourself, okay, now I'm ready to do something. So is sitting by the poolside for the whole of eternity what angels do? Is sitting enjoying music on a cloud something that angels do for eternity? To help us answer this question, we go back in our series to, well, what is heaven? What is heaven within me? What is the joy of living that the Lord is trying to give to me? Because if we think about the joy that the Lord is trying to give us and how He gives it to us, then we can think more logically about what angels do. Heaven is not idleness. Heaven is not sitting around doing nothing. Because heaven is a kingdom of useful service, of thoughtful actions. That is heaven. Because if we think about love, which is the Lord, and which makes heaven, and which is received in us, love desires to reach out to others, to form a relationship with them and draw them near, and to bless each other through that relationship. It's active. Love is active. Love does not just sit back and wait to be given and to receive. No, love desires to give to others and to make others happy. And in being able to give to others, there is the joy. There is the joy. When love is able to find expression, the Lord brings us joy. So heaven is a place where we are giving of ourselves to those around us, to our community, and outwards into heaven. It's an active life. Right? To be an angel or to live in the spiritual world in a spiritual body, we often get bogged down by this idea that the spirit is just this whiff of air. The spiritual life is very real. We will have spiritual bodies. We will have spiritual things to do. It's not just a whiff of smoke somewhere. We will have bodies. We will have houses. We will have people around us. We will have jobs to do, because the Lord wants us to be useful, thoughtful, caring, and provide for the needs of those around us. Now, the needs of heaven are different to the needs here on earth. Here on earth, we spend a lot of our time taking care of the physical needs, right? We have a job so that we can earn money, so that we can feed our families, so that we can get ourselves a place to stay, that we can have a car, that we can have the basic luxuries of life, so that we can feel like we are living. Those are physical, earthly things. But when we enter into the next life, when we enter into the spiritual world, when we enter into the Lord's kingdom, those things that we are after to survive in this world don't exist. So the Lord provides for our housing. The Lord provides for our food. The Lord provides for those basic things in heaven, so that we can concentrate on doing the spiritual things. So what are the spiritual things that we should be doing? I want to read to you from Scripture. Can't remember exactly when. We did a series on what the Lord asks us to do. I think it was a series on love, how to love other people, if I remember correctly. And this is what the Lord says to us. Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. And during that series, we looked at the fact that, yes, these are earthly needs that people have, but they also represent the spiritual needs that people have. The spiritual need. What is it to be spiritually hungry? Is to want to do something good, want to make a difference in someone's life and not be able to. Okay, that's to be spiritually hungry. To be spiritually thirsty is to need or desire the truth that the Lord has, to have questions and to want more. That is to be spiritually thirsty. To be a stranger is someone who is unconnected. right? To be able to provide connection and relationships with someone. Someone is naked who is feeling vulnerable, who is perhaps full of doubt, and being able to be there and comfort and reassure them. Someone is sick who is battling with a thought or battling with a desire to that they need to overcome, something that is selfish. That's someone who is sick. And someone who is imprisoned by a false idea that they can't get over, they can't break through, they can't see the light. So these things describe the spiritual needs of heaven. The spiritually hungry that come into heaven, looking, how do I make a difference? The spiritually thirsty, who are still wanting to learn from the Lord. The spiritual stranger, perhaps someone who is new to heaven and is looking still to connect with other people. The spiritual naked, someone who is in doubt and needs some comfort and support. Someone who is naked, feeling perhaps afraid or feeling vulnerable. Someone who is sick, who is still battling to overcome something. And someone who is imprisoned, battling with an idea. These are the things of heaven, where we can help each other in heaven to continue to grow. Because as angels, we are but human, right? We take with us the weaknesses of this world. We take with us our selfishness. And part of our heavenly existence, part of living to eternity, is the Lord constantly moving us through the cycles, even in heaven, to perfection, continually growing us so that we can love better, love more, learning from Him continuously. So these are the things of the spiritual world. These are the things of heaven, things that relate to what we love, things that relate to what we know. Now we're going to read from one of Swedenborg's experiences of heaven. He was allowed to see into the spiritual world and able to see and understand what was happening there by the Lord. And so he reports back to us and he says to us, "All the communities in heaven are differentiated according to their form of service." Okay, so it's angels form communities because they all get the same joy out of doing a certain task. Because they are differentiated according to their virtues, according to their loves. Their virtues are virtues of action or acting, acts of thoughtfulness, which are service. There are some communities whose tasks are to take care of babies. So we think about children who pass away when they are babies. They go straight to heaven, and their baby souls need to be taught, need to be brought up in heaven. So there are angels there taking care of babies. There are other communities that look after There are other communities whose tasks are to teach and lead children while they are growing up there. And other communities that looked after young boys and girls who are well disposed because of the way they were raised in the world and have come straight to heaven, where they are taught and raised in much the same way. Okay, so the different states of life, children are innocent and so make their way straight to heaven, but they need to be cared for, need to be taught. There are some that teach simple people from the Christian world and lead them on the way to heaven. There are some that do the same for various non-Christian people. There are some that protect new spirits just arrived from the world from the attacks of evil spirits. And there are some who attend to people in the lower earth. Then there are some who attend to people in the hells and control them so that they do not torture each other beyond set limits. There are also some who tend to people who are being awakened from their death. Okay. A lot of care. A lot of relationship in those things. Our spiritual life, our spiritual walk in this world is about relationships. It's about reaching out to others, caring, and making the changes necessary in our lives so that we can better do that. In heaven, it's all about caring, relationships, teaching the truth, all those things, again, that help build relationships in heaven. So a wonderful list there of duties that angels do. We can think, we can read more, we carry on reading. Broadly speaking, angels of all communities are assigned to protect us, protect you and me, to lead us away from evil feelings and the evil thoughts that are the cause, and to still instill good feelings to the extent that we are freely open to them. These serve to control our deeds or works by removing our evil intentions to the extent that this can be done. And when angels are with us, they seem to dwell in our affections, near to us to the extent that we are engaged in something good because of truth, and distant to the extent that our life is removed from such engagement. However, all these tasks are things the Lord does by means of angels, since angels do not do them on their own, but from the Lord. So to be an angel is to be working with the Lord, to be doing the Lord's will. And what is the Lord's will but to guide all people to heaven? And so, going back to one of our first sermons we did, we looked at the fact that we are spiritual beings in natural bodies. That as to our souls, we are connected with heaven and to hell. And we live in this natural body. And so the angels are with us. As to our souls, we are connected. When we are in love, when we are doing kind and loving things, we are connected with the angels. And they are leading us and guiding us and trying to draw us to what is good and what is true. So the whole of heaven is trying to help the Lord in lifting us all up to heaven. We think in Scripture where angels are mentioned. We think of the angel Gabriel who appeared to Mary to bring the good news of the Lord's birth. So angels being messengers, bringing the truth of the Lord to us. We think of Michael and his angels fighting in the book of Revelation. We think of the angel that appeared to the shepherds and suddenly there was with them a multitude of the heavenly hosts. Angels are not working alone. They're working with the Lord, but they're also working with their whole community. The community is working together to perform tasks. And they're working not for reward, not for riches, not for survival, and not for power. Those things are of this world. We leave those behind, but angels are working because they enjoy being useful. They enjoy being helpful to others. I want to read to you from the last paragraph there from Heaven and Hell. Further, there are so many offices and departments in heaven, so many tasks. No matter how many people are involved, they are all caught up in a love of their work and task, love for their work and task out of a love of service. No one out of selfishness or love of profit. In fact, there is no love of profit for the sake of livelihood, since all the necessities of life are given them gratis or free. They are housed gratis, clothed gratis, and fed gratis. We can see from this that people who have loved themselves and the world more than service have no place in heaven. In fact, our love or affection invariably stays with us after our life in the world. It is not uprooted to eternity. So this brings us back to, well, what is our purpose in this world? In this world, we are here to start working with the Lord to cultivate that love of service. We are in this world to bring thoughtful actions into our family, into our communities. In this world, we all have jobs, and some of those jobs we just hate. Okay, we do it because it's a grind. We do it because we have to. We do it because I have children to feed, because I've got to get them educated, because it's a grind. But not in heaven. In heaven, it comes from love. What you're doing is an expression of your love. And because it's an expression, there is joy, heavenly joy in it. And so when we think about heaven, it's not a holiday. Because all we long for in this life is that freedom from the grind of work. We all long, though, to do things out of joy. We all have hobbies that we love to do and we wish we could do as a job. The Lord desires us to serve others. He has created us in this world with all the abilities necessary to grow in that direction, to live a life that prepares us for heaven, a continuation of this life, to serve other people in the next. Now, in a couple of weeks, in 2 weeks' time, we're going to be having a family fun day here at church. All the proceeds that we're going to make from this day are going to go to somebody else. They're not going to the church, they're going to the village safe haven. Now, why do we do that? Why would we engage as a congregation in a day like that? Like I was speaking to the kids, practice. We all need practice. We all need practice doing something for other people. We all need practice giving of ourselves and experiencing the joy while doing that in doing something for somebody else. And so that weekend, on the Saturday and the Sunday, we're going to ask you to be involved. I would love to see all of you there with your families, with your friends, enjoying the day, giving of yourself. If you can serve, there are sign-up sheets available. If you can only attend for a short while, attend. In doing that, in putting yourself outside of your normal wants and needs and doing it for somebody else, we are practicing, trying to get you to experience that there is joy in giving. There is joy in giving. There is joy in being involved. There's joy in volunteering. And as a church, we need to provide, one of our goals is to provide opportunities for people to practice. And so that's an opportunity to practice doing something, giving of yourself, feeling the joy of it, and the proceeds going to somebody else. So you all are invited, and you all, if you're able to support in some way, there's some sign-up sheets available upstairs. So this life is a preparation for the next. A life of service now for a life of service and joy in heaven. Amen. To the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.